Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 120 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her feet. Before we begin this really cool podcast, just know that this episode of Her is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episode, rate and review this podcast because I love to hear from you and your feedback is golden. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about Her.
Well, you know, I just came off the road. You know, I'm traveling a lot and I'm looking at my little tootsies and they're screaming at me saying, I can't believe you just did that to me. I know. It's just, how do you take care of your feet when you're traveling? And you know, when we're entering holiday season, travel season, no matter where you are throughout the year, it's always a challenge. So we have our go-to podiatric surgeon, Dr. Krista Archer. She's on our side. That's right, girlfriends. She's a former competitive athlete and marathon runner, and she enjoys treating sports-related and exercise-induced injuries. So, oh boy, when you're working it out and your little tootsies scream at you, Dr. Archer's there for you. And she's also a fashion lover. There is a God. She is determined to make high heels more wearable. And she's developed a line of natural skincare products to maintain healthy, beautiful feet. Can you just believe Dr. Archer? She's like our savior. Krista, welcome back to the Her podcast.
Hi, Dr. Pam. So happy to be back.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm looking at my swollen feet on long flights, and no matter what I do, my feet are a mess. So let's just start in with that and tell me what's going on.
So, you know, inevitably when you fly, your feet swell, the change in pressure. So you want to start off with the texture of the skin being good, being, you know, up to the peak performance. A lot of people, when they're busy, neglect their feet. They say to me, I can hardly take off my makeup at night. I cannot floss. You expect me to use all these products on my feet. And I say, listen, do your homework for 2 weeks. I have several products in my line. Pick two. If you just start with a cream and use it twice a day, every day for 2 weeks, mark it on your calendar and come back to me and let me see the difference. And 9 times out of 10, there is a difference. Because really, when your feet are angry at you, it's just because you're forgetting about them. So with the travels, the holiday season coming up, and a lot of people traveling, car, train, plane, do your homework now and get your skin in good condition so when it swells, it can recover much easier. That's the first step.
Oh my gosh. All right, so that's the first step. You know, when people are traveling a lot, they're also walking like mad. You know, they're running to meetings, they're hustling upstairs and back and forth. Many times you're also in meeting-type shoes. You know what I'm talking about. So they could
be, quote-unquote,
nice heel. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, Melania Trump stilettos here, although it could be. You know, I'm just saying you're in heels, 9 out of 10. And, oh, my gosh. How can you get around, you know, the owies after a while of standing in those little Hummers?
So the thing is, like, let's say you were traveling. Did you take a plane? Were you running to gates and in the airports? And, you know, you're in the airport. You're like, gosh, I feel like I've been walking for miles. So, you know, airports are the terminals are redesigned. They're gorgeous and they're so big and you're walking and walking. You don't want to be walking in the heels you're going to be presenting in. So have your carry-on, put your beautiful heels in there, the nice suede pouch they came with in that box that you usually throw away. Put your heels in there to be protected in your carry-on, and put on a really light pair of these sneakers, what you probably are going to wear. You know, let's say you're staying over a night at the hotel. I know I pack my sneakers, but I want to go hit the gym in the morning before I have my day. Throw those on your feet and run around in the airport on those. I mean, it's a little bit of a fashion statement wearing sneakers and, you know, a dress or trousers or, you know, professional wear, but you just got to do it for your feet. And then when you get to the location, that's when you take out your nice heels and you have your meeting. But then you also want to think about what you're wearing on the plane, what you're wearing now that we have this TSA madness. What are you wearing through TSA? You know, personally, I've been caught with, you know, flip-flops on during summer travel and having to take my shoes off, I don't know about you, and tiptoeing through that machine at TSA and thinking, oh my gosh, what am I picking up on the bottom of my feet? They should have booties or something here for me. So now what I do is I never wear sandals or flip-flops. I'm always in my lightweight running shoes, and I have, you know, my special socks that I wear all the time on. So when I'm going through TSA, I'm protected. Then when I'm on the plane and my feet are in that, you know, on that, sorry, nasty rug on the plane, they're also protected. No bare feet you're traveling.
Oh my God. When I see people with bare feet, and I mean, I've already read all the, you know, horrific stories about what grows everywhere, especially on an airplane. I can't even imagine someone going into like an airplane bathroom in bare feet sneakers or, I mean, not sneakers, but I mean sandals or flip-flops. Yeah. I mean, it's like, are you flipping kidding me?
I know.
I know. Now tell everyone about your special socks.
Okay. So years ago, I was introduced to a company called IncrediWear, and they make Incredi socks. Now these socks are pretty cool. They're thermoregulatory, meaning your feet are hot, they cool them, and vice versa. I like the thin kind. They come in all different thicknesses. I wear the sport thin socks, and I really swapped out my entire sock drop for them because my feet don't get sweaty. They don't smell. They're antibacterial. And this feels really nice when you're used to not wearing, you know, when I used to run in white cotton, you know, socks, but now it's a totally different world. And I also find that wearing them kind of enforces your foot care regimen, because I say to my patients in the morning, what you should think of before I put on my socks, I want to put cream on my feet. I want to massage my heels, massage my arch, go between the toes, like strengthen, you know, lengthen your toes, stretch them out, you know, push your toes into the ground, do some foot exercises, joint rolls, just to get the circulation going. And then the Incredi socks further reinforce that idea because they have, you know, special semiconductor in the actual fabric, which increases circulation. It's pretty cool.
Well, I didn't realize the Incredi socks also had antibacterial.
Yes.
That's interesting. So is that going to be a problem for people if they're not quite sure what the antibacterial is? I mean, what is that? Is that like
it's the bamboo. It's not an added, an added component.
Medicine.
It's not a medicine. It's not something that's saturated in the sock. It's just it's a perk of the bamboo in the sock.
Ah, okay. Well, then it's
not like
natural.
The socks are soaked. Yeah, it's natural. It's not like the socks are soaked in anything weird.
I see. Okay. Now let's continue with the usual nightmare of running around like a nutcase. All right. So are there, I mean, seriously, when you're, people are traveling all the time.
All the time,
and,
yeah.
You know, and as you're doing that, you literally lose, you don't pay attention to your feet care.
And you're rushing, right?
Oh my gosh.
You're not prepared. You know, I remember the time when I was stuck in TSA without socks on, just because I was frazzled, and I was traveling with the family and I was packing for kids, and this wasn't even a work trip. And I just looked at my own feet. I'm like, I forgot. And I have flip flops on, and now I'm practice what you preach. I'm walking barefoot through the metal detector. So really just having, you know, those thoughts when you're packing your travel bag, put in a couple extra pairs of socks, you know, and have them in your carry-on so you can grab for them. You know, put your high heels in the carry-on, wear your running shoes on your feet, that kind of thing.
Okay, now I've got a couple interesting questions. All right, so I've been trying to be a good girl. I've been following the Dr. Krista Archer plan here. Again, using your products has made me so much more aware of my feet. The only time I'm aware of my feet is either when they're hurting and screaming at me or when I'm getting a pedicure, and then I realize I own feet. But there it is. I mean, it's so bad. But I'm getting better. I'm getting better. It's all because of you. All right, so
I'm
now
so happy.
When I travel, I wear flats. Okay. Sometimes this sneaker thing doesn't quite work for me, but I wear flats. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm wearing flats, there are two things that come up. One is the flats don't have any arch support. Okay with me if I'm running around without that extra little arch support, because most of them are like ballet kind of flats that type of thing. Is that okay, or is that going to eventually like collapse my arch or something?
Well, I've never examined your feet, and we have to change that. But I don't know what your foot type is. Are you a hyperpronator? Do you know your foot type? If you are, then yes, you are going to pay the price running around in a super pancake flat ballet shoe. So what I tell patients, if they are flat-footed, hyperpronator is the term, you know, just go and buy at the local pharmacy, or even some department stores have them, little inserts that go into the arch of the foot. And it's a simple 3M sticker on the back that you peel off and you put them into the arch of your ballet shoe.
All right.
And it offers additional support.
Excellent. Okay. Now, next question. Many times when I'm running around my flats, I'm not wearing, you know, any socks or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just me sweating in my shoes.
Yeah.
Bad or good? What should
terrible.
I do?
Terrible.
Oh,
terrible.
No.
Terrible.
Oh, no. I'm going to go home now.
So, I mean, just to step back two steps is, let's say you're not comfortable in the little over-the-counter arch support. I do, for the majority of my patients, make a dress, quote-unquote, orthotic, custom-made to their actual dress ballet shoe. And they slip them in and out into various ballet flats. That works really well. I can even put an antifungal covering on that device to offer some support. However, and I know it's a fashion dilemma, you really should be wearing a ped at least in a ballet flat. But a lot of ballet flats, the ped is too big and it hangs out and it looks awful.
Exactly. That's what I ran into. Right.
I know. So if I was faced with that dilemma, I would ditch the ped. I mean, you can't run around with that ped. It looks horrible. And then I have my shoe sanitizers. I think we talked about it last episode, that UVTR, those shoe lights. I'm not saying put them in you're going on a travel trip for a night, bring the whole device with you. But when you get home, you can sterilize your flats. When you get to your hotel room, you have my oil, which is antifungal. You know, you can do some things to make up for your bad move that was forced for fashion.
I know. I was sitting there looking down at my little bare feet in my flats going, Dr. Archer's going to kill me.
It's horrible.
And I know, because I'm probably doing what? Like, what's the worst, right?
The worst is you're getting fungus is brewing. And then fungus on the skin is pretty treatable. That's not a huge problem. But the fungus, the same dermatophyte, the organism that causes fungus, gets underneath the nails and into the nail bed. And once it does that, it's called onychomycosis, and it's so hard to get rid of. And all the good drugs we have now that are topical on the market, there's two, for onychomycosis. The package insert says 48 weeks. 48 weeks.
Oh, my God.
As in almost a year. So, I mean, that's the price to pay for, you know, doing a barefoot move. It's not going to happen, of course, on one time, but running around, if you're an avid traveler, always in ballet flats, always going through TSA barefoot, always going back into your ballet shoes barefoot, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Then you throw in a pedicure at the hotel. Who knows what's going on there? Sprinkle a little fungus on there, and then it's just a combination for disaster.
Oh my gosh, I'm just so depressed. I'm so anxious now. I know you're here to help. Well, tell everyone about the shoe sterilizer.
Okay, so the shoe sterilizer, I was just saying yesterday to a patient, it's really a no-brainer. It's a little device. It looks like a shoe tree without the tail, so it's just the front part, and there's two little UVC lamps on each one. Super simple. You put it into each shoe, one for the left, one for the right. You turn the on button, and you forget about it, and it's a 15-minute cycle, and then it turns off by itself. And it sterilizes your shoes, kills 99.99% of bacteria, fungus, and virus. So three you're getting there. And because it's doing that, your shoes don't smell. Because remember, they smell just like your armpits because of the bacteria. So you'll really notice I've noticed a big difference in my cycle shoes. In just, you know, because you're indoors and the sweat that happens. It's made it a lot better since it came out.
Okay. So what is your go-to product for the shoe sterilizer?
So it's called the UVTR, and you can easily find them online. And it's super easy. You order it. I have a code for you for checkout to get some money off. And bam, they send it to your house. Super easy.
What's that code? What's that code? We need to know the code.
The code is DA, like D like doctor, A like Archer, 20OFF, 20OFF.
Awesome. 20% off. Woo!
Yeah. All right. $20 off.
I could do that.
Better.
Right? Oh, yeah. $20 off. Oh, yeah, yeah, man. That's like so much better. Oh,
yeah.
My God. So, okay. So there's hope now. There's hope. Now.
Yeah.
As we're continuing, one of the things I did do was once I got to my hotel room and did my thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I took a nice long bath. I kind of, and I soaked my feet and I kind of gave it a massage and I used a scrub to kind of get the circulation going, and
it also gets gets the dead skin off.
There you go. Nice. Had that little loofah, working hard for me. Okay, so did I do okay, even though I screwed up everything else?
So what you should do, assuming this was a trip where I think you said you flew, so your feet were probably a little bit swollen, and you're running around barefoot in your ballet flats. No, but we're going to forgive you. So when you get to your hotel room, soaking your whole body in a warm bath feels so good. It's so good for your muscles, and that, using the scrub on your feet at the end of the bath is great for exfoliation and to promote circulation. But an added step, what you should do is drain the bath and, get your towel on, sit on the side of the bath with your feet still in, and turn the water cold. And turn the water cold so it just fills up to your ankles.
Huh.
So, you're warm. It's not going to be too bad, but I want your feet to be in the cold water for 10 to 20 minutes, and then once you've done that, you pat your feet dry, you put on the cream, the Arch cream, and then if you have time before your next meeting or before you go to dinner, if you can just do some stretching in your hotel room, I say on the bed, because the hotel carpet is a whole nother discussion.
Oh, God, please, Jesus.
So stretch on your bed, and a really good stretch to do for drainage of the lower extremity is you put your legs Like you scoot your butt up to the pillows and you put your legs up the headboard and just let your entire lower extremity drain. And if you can hang there for a good 15 minutes, that will really help your feet and the edema or the swelling, you know, come down.
Oh, how wonderful. You know, sometimes the swelling's so bad, it's hard to get into my next shoes.
That's what I'm saying. Oftentimes, so you'll find after you do that ritual that your shoe, I'm assuming you're putting nice shoes on to go to dinner, they won't be so tight. And you'll find them.
I know, because there's like no give to some of those, you know,
more formal shoes.
And so, it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm telling you, there's nothing in the world that feels better than that. And, you know, I think that especially since most of us fly, right? Mm-hmm. It's really important. And I know that you mentioned this, but I really want to emphasize this again, what you said about, you know, when you're flying, get up and move around.
Yeah.
I almost always get my aisle seat and, you know, just get up and find some excuse to, you know, just walk a little bit. And I love your recommendation. Ignore the glares
because,
and walk the aisle.
So when you're buying your ticket, always, of course, opt for the aisle because you want to be able to be hydrated. And if you're hydrating yourself, guess what? Your kidneys are excreting. You have to go to the bathroom. That's one thing. And the second thing is you really don't want your calf muscles to be stagnant. You want them to be working. So you can do some eccentric exercises where you're just pointing your toes and kind of like doing the gas pedal move, like if you can imagine that, up and down with your two alternating one or the other. You could do that seated. There are several exercises you could do seated. But then, of course, you want to get up and be able to take at least two trips in a four-hour or so flight to the bathroom, to the aisle, to check out what the stewardess is doing, and just so you get the blood flowing.
Oh, I just love that. I'm sorry, but ignore the glares of all the people.
Well, the glare is because
when you get the middle,
you don't get your first choice and you get the middle or window seat and you have to say, excuse me, I'm so sorry, one more time. That's when you get the glare.
Oh my gosh. You know something? I just simply say, you know, quietly to myself, just get over yourself. I have to go to the bathroom. I mean, and I'm going to save my tootsies.
And yeah, you and your feet are going to be
rot
so swollen
on the floor. I know, seriously. Oh my gosh. And there it is. All right. And then, you know, as we're closing this up, just very quickly go through what you would consider to be the optimal way to be able to take care of your feet at nighttime and throughout the day. Just bottom line, and go ahead and mention your products, because I think your products are numero uno out there. And I would believe you before anyone else, because you're a podiatric surgeon and you know your stuff. So go for it.
Well, what I did is I developed these products because I wanted them to be natural. I was sick of this petroleum, minty, greasy stuff that I needed to put on my feet to keep them, you know, not looking so dry and scaly. So, yes, my cream was the foundation of the line. And if nothing else, get that. It has amazing anti-inflammatory natural beta-glucan from oats that will heal also if you had those little skin fissures in the back of your heels. But what people should think about, and I say this all the time to patients, is you can't forget your feet. You're not going to, you know, not brush your teeth at night. You want to be able to also think, have the same concept for your feet. So when you're in bed and you're closing down and you're doing your final, you know, glare of your iPhone, grab the cream from your bedside. I also have a balm that works really well for the heels. And you don't even step out of bed. Just grab it, you put it on, and you do a little foot massage. It takes about 30 seconds, and you're set. Then in the morning, and we touched on it before you put on your IncrediSocks, give yourself a massage with the cream. Loosen up your toes, stretch out the toes, and you know what? Your feet will feel so much better. And if you do that consistently, meaning, like I said, do a test. Say, if I can do this once or twice a day, every day for 2 weeks, let's see what my skin looks like at the 14-day time point. And I guarantee you'll see a difference.
Oh, my gosh. You know, how do women get over this rolling the eyes going, one more thing. I'm just happy to wash my face. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
What's the best way to get through that?
When I start to, you know, do my lecture of how you should be taking care of your feet, I feel bad because, you know, a lot of times I'm also prescribing medication that the patient needs to put on for something I've diagnosed. So it's another step. But in the beginning, it is going to be a little bit daunting because you're not used to doing it. But once you get in the habit, it just becomes second nature. And like in the morning, you're drying, you're toweling off. It takes 30 seconds, pump, pump in each hand with the cream. You hit it on the heels and you put your socks on. It's not even a second thought. That's how it becomes with a little bit of time and effort. You know, those two to four weeks of learning how to use it. And you won't be embarrassed when you're in yoga, when your feet are dry and gross.
I know. And everything's, well, you know, we're entering the winter season where it gets, you know, drier and we have the heat on and all the rest of it. And so those cracked heels in the back, you know, that cracked skin back there, which is so common. What's the easiest go-to to be able to take care of that?
So, you know, with anything good, nothing good comes easy, right? So that's going to happen, like you said. It happens in the summer, too, with, you know, increased flip-flop wearing in the beach. I see it in both seasons. But you have to put some elbow grease in there and do some work with a foot file. And I invest in the good kind. I recommend a diamond cell foot file. It's about four times as much as your drugstore brand, but it's worth it. It's sterilizable. It's surgical grade steel. And you use it on dry skin once a week. Just take a seat on the edge of your bathtub or I say before you put the shower on so that the skin dust, the snow goes down the drain when you turn the shower on. And just doing that mechanical debridement of that skin and then applying the moisturizer after the shower makes an incredible difference.
I love it. This is fantastic. All right. So what's the best website where all of our Her podcast listeners can learn more about your wonderful work and your products?
My own website, drkristaarcher.com.
Okay, and I want to make sure to spell that, and that's DrKrista, and then another Archer, drkristaarcher.com. I'm going to tell you right now, everyone out there in Her listening land, that Dr. Archer is a unique one-of-a-kinder. She's a podiatric surgeon who completely gets it because A, she's a woman, B, she loves fashion, and therefore understands our needs when we want to wear all kinds of shoes. And three, most importantly, she's an experienced professional and someone who is a doctor who understands the science of what goes on down there and how best to be able to optimize your skin as well as your feet health. So please run on over to her website, drkristaarcher.com, to learn more about, again, her work, her philosophy, and her products. And start now. Instead of just staring at your makeup and your face all day long, that's all special. But would you look at the other end of your body, too? I'm just saying here. You know, we've spent half an hour, you know, trying to convince you. For crying out loud, spend some time
here. I couldn't agree more.
I know, seriously. All right, Dr. Krista Archer, thank you once again for being on the Her podcast.
Thanks so much, Dr. Pam. It's a pleasure.
All right. And everyone out there, remember to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And then just take, a few seconds and rate and review this wonderful podcast we just did on how to take care of your little tootsies while traveling and all things foot care. All right, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD, and you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.